Pod Quiz 1032. Hello there, and welcome to Pod Quiz 1032. We have a guest host this week. Jay is going to do round 4 for us. And also, before we start, we need to do the prize draw for Pod Quiz 1030's prize round. I'll quickly run through the answers. Number 1, the music medley. All the singers had the first name Olivia, Olivia O'Brien, Rodrigo and Newton-John. Number 2, the word that can follow blue, door and dumb is bell, bluebell, doorbell, dumbbell. Number 3, the picture question, the logo was that of Adidas. Number 4, this one caused the most problems, I think. The organisation formed in 1945 was the International Monetary Fund, or IMF. And number 5, the speaker was King Charles III. Okay, let's do the prize draws. This first draw is from those who got all the answers right, and the winner will receive a Pod Quiz t-shirt. And that is Christina from Holden, Massachusetts. Okay, consolation prize time. Now this is drawn from all entries. And that is Matthew from Richmond, Virginia. Congratulations to our winners, and we'll get on with the quiz.
Round 1.
We start this week with a musicals music round. I'm going to play 5 songs from the shows, and for each I would like you to tell me the musical that the song comes from.
Right.
Question 1.
I'll die. Just watch me die. See how I die. See how I die.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
Question 2.
When hope was high and life worth living, I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be forgiving.
Question 3.
Sleep, sleep, I couldn't sleep tonight. Not for all the jewels in the crown. I could have danced all night. I could have danced all night. And still have begged for more. I could have spread my wings.
Question 4.
Wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes. Snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes. Silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings.
Question 5.
Saw his future drip, dripping down the train. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
Well, the word got around and said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. Wishing
Round 2.
Round 2 is on Bob Dylan.
Question 6.
Who famously recorded a version of the Bob Dylan song All Along the Watchtower for his 1968 album Electric Ladyland?
Question 7.
What was Bob Dylan's birth name? Eric Bishop, Robert Zimmerman, or Bernie Schwartz?
Question 8.
Bob Dylan was a member of which 1980s supergroup, along with George Harrison, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty?
Question 9.
Why was Bob Dylan booed at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival?
Question 10.
In which year did Bob Dylan win the Nobel Prize in Literature for having created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition?
Round 3.
Round 3 is a quickfire round on TV towns. For each of the following 5 questions, I will give you the name of a fictional town from a television show, and I'd like you to tell me the name of the show.
Question 11.
Hawkins, Indiana.
Question 12.
Tree Hill, North Carolina.
Question 13.
Sunnydale, California.
Question 14.
Stars Hollow, Connecticut.
Question 15.
Sicily, Alaska.
Round 4.
Hi, James. Thanks for letting me host this week's guest round. This round is all about the number 40, to celebrate the recent 40th birthdays of our friends and fellow PodQuiz listeners, Dave and Lauren. Happy birthday, legends, and welcome to the club.
Question 16.
This is 40 and The 40-Year-Old Virgin are both movies by the same Hollywood director. What is this director's name?
Question 17.
How do you write the number 40 in Roman numerals?
Question 18.
In the story Ali Baba and the 40 Thieves, Ali Baba overhears a magical phrase to open the cave and access the thieves' treasure. What is that phrase? Is it open sesame, abracadabra, or alakazam?
Question 19.
40 is the name of a song by which well-known rock band?
Question 20.
The 40th President of the United States of America was re-elected for a second term 40 years ago. What is the name of this president?
Jay and I will be back in just under 2 minutes with the answers after Symphony 40 in G minor by Blue Dot Sessions.
Now, the answers.
Number one was Gethsemane from Jesus Christ Superstar. Number two was I Dreamed a Dream from Les Miserables.
I dreamed that love would never die. I dreamed that God would be free.
I couldn't sleep tonight.
Number three was I Could Have Danced All Night from My Fair Lady.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still crisp apple strudels.
Number four was My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music.
These are a few of my favorite things.
This kid is insane, man. And number five was Alexander Hamilton, which perhaps unsurprisingly comes from the musical Hamilton.
Gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
Round two.
Round two was on Bob Dylan, and the answer to number six, Jimi Hendrix recorded a version of All Along the Watchtower. Number seven, Bob Dylan's birth name was Robert Zimmerman. Number eight, Bob Dylan was a member of the Travelling Wilburys. Number nine, Bob Dylan was booed at the 1965 Newport Folk Festival for going electric. In other words, performing with a fully amplified band. And number 10, Bob Dylan won the Nobel Prize in Literature in 2016.
Round 3.
Round 3 was the quickfire round on TV Towns. And the answer to number 11, Hawkins, Indiana, was Stranger Things. Number 12, Tree Hill, North Carolina, was One Tree Hill. Number 13, Sunnydale, California, was Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Number 14, Stars Hollow, Connecticut, was Gilmore Girls. And number 15, Sicily, Alaska, was Northern Exposure.
Round 4.
The answer to number 16... Judd Apatow is the director of the movies This Is 40 and The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Number 17, XL is the Roman numerals for the number 40. Number 18, Alibaba uses the phrase open sesame to open the cave and access the thieves' treasure. Number 19, U2 is the rock band that has the song titled 40. And number 20, Ronald Reagan is the 40th President of the United States of America. Thank you, James, and happy birthday again, Dave and Lauren. Cheers, guys.
Thanks very much, Jay. I enjoyed that. And happy birthday to Dave and Lauren. Congratulations to our prize winners, Christina and Matthew. I shall be in contact with you over the next few days to organise getting your prizes to you. And we have one message before we go this week. Congratulations to Nicole and Zach on their engagement. May you have a lifetime of pod quizzes on road trips. Bye now.